Hey, it's Dino on the line with Kyle from Beware of Darkness. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing terrific. I'm in Sedona right now.
Ooh, Red Rocks.
With Jim, Red Rocks. I'm looking at them all around me, and I'm with Jim Kaufman, who we recorded our new album with, and he produced it.
Oh, awesome. Well, look, it's a great way to clear your mind before you get to Tucson.
Yeah, we have matching sunglasses on, and we actually recorded all the vocals for the new album in Sedona.
Oh, wow. Okay, so a little Arizona connection.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Kyle, we are doing what we're calling the Tinder interviews for our fall ball bands. It's kind of like, you know, you see Tinder, you see the picture, and you swipe right if you like it. Well, your music is the picture. We've already swiped right. We already like you. We just want to know more about you now before we give it up to you on the first date. So tell us a little bit about Beware of Darkness and yourself.
Okay. Well, I think I was just going to put it in a Tinder bio. I think we would just put white print. So I'm trying to think of what someone would swipe right on.
Right.
We're a three-piece band from L.A. It's like the boring stuff. You know, like on my Tinder, it says I'm a dealer of Beanie Babies. You know? So I'm a buyer and seller of Beanie Babies.
Well, hey, you got to have a hook.
I don't want to bore people. They can just Google us if they want to know how many people are in the band and, like, what we look like, you know?
Gotcha. Well, hey, I was watching your video for Dope, and I know there's like these three models that are carrying you and the other guys in the band around, and the girl that's carrying you, she's from Tucson. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Her name is Tamara, and we're actually friends on Facebook.
You know her?
I know her through Facebook. She works here in town at one of the venues.
Yeah, she works at the theater, right?
Yeah, she works at the Fox Theater downtown.
That's so funny. It's such a small world. Yeah, we did a video for a song, Dope, and we got three female bodybuilders to carry us around. And the whole video is kind of like a David Lynch tribute with a lot of like themes to his films. And the whole idea started, we were supposed to make a completely different music video with like a softball team fighting each other. And then the whole band went out and we got really, really wasted in L.A. With our label. And we woke up the next morning and I was texting the video director, sort of a bodybuilder as a joke. And then like within 5 minutes, we had that whole video worked out. So it wasn't supposed to be like that. And then it just happened.
Well, that's how great concepts are born, man. You got to get trash first.
You're right. You're exactly right.
Well, tell us a little bit about the album, Are You Real? And the first single, Dope. This is your second album now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And tell us a little bit more about the album and the approach.
I'm trying to think. The album and the approach?
Yeah, the approach to this album. Like, what can people expect from the album?
So we got a taste of what it was like to play really big festivals and amphitheaters last run. Mm-hmm. And we never forgot that. So with this album, we wanted to make the best rock record we could. And we wanted to push the genre forward as much as we could, because I think rock and roll is pretty bland right now. And it's full of, you know, not too inspired music and lyrics. So we wanted to do something new with the genre. We wanted to find our own sound. And then another big thing, too, is like we wanted to fuse a lot of hip-hop elements with rock elements in a cool way, not like a, you know, Limp Bizkit way, but more like a Kanye West way.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So those are kind of like the guiding points. And then we just wanted to make a really, really great rock record from song 1 to song 12, where it was just like really solid and really great songwriting and hooky and big. You know,
yeah.
So it's cool. It's been positive because we just got done with a tour with the Struts, and we had a lot of people come up with after our set, and they're like, I don't even know how to describe you. Like, it's unique, and it made me really happy because, you know, in the past we've had people be like, you reminded me of like Led Zeppelin. I'm like, yeah, but I want to do something new. You know,
right?
I want to keep pushing forward, not looking to the past. So I feel like with this album, we're getting a little bit closer to that.
Right. Yeah, you're getting away from necessarily.
That was the longest answer for the shortest question ever.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I understand. You have your influence, but you don't want them to be like so much at the forefront that that's what people think it's a copy. You want to.
Yeah, the goal is like with this record, you know, we wanted people to hear it and say like, that's the Beware Darkness record, or that's, you know, Kyle, or, you know, whether it's like my voice or the lyrics or the sounds of it, you know. We wanted to just make something really, really unique. So
I think you accomplished it. Cool. I think you accomplished it, yeah, for sure. Now, now doing double duty, playing guitar and, you know, being the main singer in the band, do you ever like hold that over the other two guys in the band? You're like, hey man, I'm doing like a lot of the heavy lifting over here, man. Keep up. I mean, bass player, Daniel, you've only got
to
play four notes.
Yeah. You only have four strings, dude. I have six.
Yeah.
I used to carry around a keyboard and a Moog in addition to guitars and vocals. So I used to do a lot, and I used to do a sampler. So I'm so happy just playing guitar and singing. But no, I don't do that. I mean, I tell people, like, if I didn't have to sing, I'd probably be a total derelict and a total partier. But I have to take care of my voice. So I think it mellows me out and keeps me in check.
There you go. It's for your own sanity.
Exactly. Like, it's probably a lot better. Everyone's great. Everyone pulls their weight in different ways, you know? And they do things that I can't do, and I do things that they can't do. That's what makes the team great, you know?
Right, yeah. That's the power of three. So. Well, hey, now with Beware of Darkness on tour, what's the forecast for the rest of the year as far as the fall into the winter?
You know, to be totally honest with you, we're still trying to figure that out. So we have a couple more shows coming up, and then we don't have any tour plans. So we're either going to find tour plans and go tour, or I'm going to go back in and just write like a theme. And my goal right now is to have a new album completely demoed by the end of the year.
See.
And written out.
There you go. That's a good New Year's, maybe end of year resolution. I like it. Now,
it's a good like 3 month goal, you know.
I think so. Yeah, you got to write down your goals, Kyle. You got to write down your goals, or else you'll never achieve them.
You're right. You manifest this stuff. Thank you, Dino. That was the best advice ever.
I'm here to hold you accountable.
please call me 3 times a week and make sure I'm on. My business.
All right, man. Well, hey, as far as being on tour, let's get back to that a little bit. How hard is it to be the opening band for like a band like the Struts or you're on these big festivals? Do you feel like you have a lot to prove, or do you feel like, hey, what happens, happens?
That's a great question. I go in with the attitude of no one knows who we are. We have 35 to 40 minutes to convert every single person in the room, you know, so at the end of the set, they come out to our merch booth and buy a CD or come see us the next time we come into town, you know? And
right.
I don't get intimidated anymore. You know, it's all your attitude going on it, you know? It's like before every show, I'll take probably 10, 20 minutes and just give myself I'll do self-talk, you know, and my self-talk is usually, you know, like, no one in the audience cares if I drove 10 hours to go, you know, to play this show, like, no one cares if I'm tired, no one cares if I'm hungry, no one cares if I'm in a bad mood, like, they just want the best show possible.
Right.
You know, and they took time out of their life, they bought a ticket, they drove, they overpaid for a beer, they're standing in a dark room with strangers with a bunch of loud music, you know, and that's the thing being an opening band too, it's like no one goes to see an opening band, mm-hmm. you know, so it's I'm a lot more, I used to get probably on tilt about it, but I'm a lot more confident, I think, in myself and in the band and Tony and Dan and our songs that we just have to get up there and play the best we can do, you know. And the minute we start like deviating from that is when the shows don't go that well. So it's a pretty simple thing, you know, and it's like it's fun too to you know, be in front of 500 to 600 people and they don't know who you are, and it's like it's a challenge, you know, but it's really rewarding when you can reach people and help people, you know?
It's kind of like walking into a room naked. That gets us back to the whole Tinder thing. But
No, you're exactly right. It's like a blind date. It's like no one knows who you are. They don't care who you are. it's funny.
You just better deliver.
You're exactly right. Playing shows is such a funny thing. Cause it's like, you know, half the time you can't hear anything on stage. So, like, if someone was like, hey, you're going to drive 12 hours to go into a dark room, you can't see anything, you can't really hear anything, but, like, you're going to play in front of people, you'd be like, what? but it's the best thing in the world.
It's a solid business model. Everyone should try it at least once in their life.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, hey, you're going to have a lot of chance to convert some people here in Tucson. You're going to be playing Raw at the Rock on Saturday. That's where you're going to be doing acoustic set. And then you'll be on the Tucson Federal Credit Union side stage at Fall Ball, playing to upwards of about 10,000 people at the Pima County Fairgrounds. What's easier for you guys?
What's easier?
Yeah, like a small club or a big venue?
A huge venue.
Right. Why is that?
That's a good question. I mean, it's really hard for me personally to play in a room of like 3-4 people. Like, I think because it's a lot more intimate and it's a lot more unnerving.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing too, it's like acoustic versus electric. Like electric, you go up there and it's just kind of like a big mess and there's a lot of things swirling around and it's pretty chaotic, you know?
Right.
And you can't really hear all the mistakes, but like acoustic, it's like there's nothing to really hide behind, you know?
Again, you're naked.
You're right. But I love playing acoustic sets and it's like one of my favorite things to do. So.
Well, cool.
I love acoustic music as much as like electric music and stuff. So.
Well, Kyle, I look forward to meeting you on Saturday night and then seeing you Sunday
as
well.
Yeah, I can't wait. Thanks for all your support, and thanks for taking the time out and answering such thoughtful questions. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, Kyle, and we'll see you here Saturday night at the Raw at the Rock.
Hopefully you guys just super like this.
I think we will. We have already swiped right, so now it's up to you to deliver.
believe me, we will.
Kyle from Beware of Darkness.
You got three Tinder experts coming towards you. All right.
Hey, man, I appreciate your time. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
All right, you too.
Thanks, Kyle. Bye-bye.
Bye.